With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At a news conference, Trump administration border czar Tom Holman says some federal agents may start leaving Minneapolis if there's better cooperation from state and local leaders about keeping violent offenders off the streets.
If we get these agreements in place, that means less agents on the street. More agents in the jail means less agents in the street. This is common sense cooperation that allows to draw down on the number of people we have here. Yes, I said it. Draw down the number of people here.
President Trump said Holman in Minnesota following last week's fatal shooting of protester Alex Preddy. Holman doubled down on the need for local jails to alert Immigration and Customs Enforcement to inmates who are eligible to be deported. It could be days before electricity is restored across the South following the worst winter storm in more than 30 years, correspondent Donald Warder reports.
Sadly, we can confirm 10 fatalities with this event.
That's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves talking about the state's worst winter storm in more than 30 years. And Reeves says nearly 100,000 people are still without power.
There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of linemen, both from in-state and out-of-state, that are out working.
Some 60 warming centers are open across the state. But in Batesville, Mayor Hal Farrell says warming centers don't exist, and the roads are still slippery with ice. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 56 points. The NASDAQ dropped 172. The S&P 500 declined 9. This is SRN News. Bad news for Britain, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
2026 may be the year that deaths outnumber births in the country for the first time since World War I and the Spanish influenza epidemic. That's the word from the Resolution Foundation, and the reason is that so few British couples are having children. It's a problem that's afflicting most of the world's wealthy industrialized nations, both in Europe and in Asia. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement for a number of years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An unexpected side effect of the recent protests in Iran is that the government has eased its persecution of Christians. According to International Christian Concern, the Islamic leadership is so busy trying to quell the general uprising that it doesn't have the manpower to go after believers as aggressively. ICC warns that this will probably be a temporary situation as the government considers Christians a major target. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Microsoft shares fell sharply today, primarily because investors were disappointed by cloud growth and alarmed by surging AI spending. The drop came even though the company beat Wall Street's earnings and revenue expectations. U.S. mortgage rates edge upward.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.1%. This is the second straight weekly increase. The average rate remains slightly above its lowest level in more than 3 years. That's good news for home shoppers who can afford to buy at current rates. While mortgage rates have been easing since late last summer, the housing market remains in a deep sales slump. I'm Alex Vega.
President Trump plans to announce his pick to replace Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell next week. Powell's term set to expire in May. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up 55 points, back down by 172. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.